Is it the Ukraine or just Ukraine? Now is the time, episode 55. I'm Caleb Succo, and this is a podcast where we talk about how we can use our lives right now to worship our God. All right, friends, welcome to another episode of Now is the Time, and just a question for you. What do you think? Is it the Ukraine or just Ukraine? Tell you what, I'm just gonna answer that question right now. Here's the thing. My answer to that question has changed because a couple of years ago, as we visited churches, people would ask sometimes, well, do you say the Ukraine or do you just say Ukraine without the? And usually my answer was, well, you could say it either way. And now my answer to that has changed. Why? Because when you place the definite article in front of Ukraine, what it does is, and the reason why that was there in the past, is because basically Ukraine, the word Ukraine refers to borderland or refers to an area, a region. That's kind of where it got its name from. The border, the edge, something like that. And so where, you know, before the Soviet Union, say over 100 years ago, when Ukraine was sort of the edge of Russian territory, and so they just called it the edge, the border. And so because of that connection, in English has come over and we use the definite article like we would with some other word that refers to an area, like the North, the Badlands, the South, the Forest, the Beach. And so that is why the definite article was attached to the name of the country, because if it is really a referring to a country, then it shouldn't have the definite article on it. And so, whereas before I would say, well, it could go either way. You could say the Ukraine or just say Ukraine. After the events of this past year and a half or so, we have really changed our answer to say, you need to say Ukraine without the definite article. Because some of the political propaganda and things that are been really promoted by the pro-Russian side is that Ukraine is not a country, but it is a country. And for well over 25 years, it has been a country. After the fall of the Soviet Union and during the Soviet Union, it was one of the Soviet republics for 70 plus years. So it is a country, and because it is a country, it doesn't need the definite article. And you might wonder how that comes across in Russian or Ukrainian. And the thing is about Russian and Ukrainian, there are no articles. There is no the, there is no a, no definite article, no indefinite article. But there is a differentiation, and it's done through the participle, either na or v, the two participles. So sometimes people refer to Ukraine as na Ukrainia, and sometimes v Ukraine. Both of them sort of mean in Ukraine, but when they use the participle na Ukraine, it tends to, like using the definite article the, it tends to give you the idea that Ukraine is not a country, but is just a region, like the South or the Badlands or the Forest or something like that. And so most Ukrainians, they've kind of switched from not using na, but using v, which would be referring to it more as a country that it is. So anyway, that's the answer to the question. Don't say the Ukraine. You didn't visit the Ukraine. You didn't visit a region. You visited a country if you went to Ukraine, okay? You didn't go to the Ukraine. You went to Ukraine. We live in Ukraine. And so that's how we prefer to refer to Ukraine these days, is without the definite article, because it is a country and we want it to stay that way. Now, I want to share with you, I'm going to keep this podcast shorter than most, but I want to share with you just a couple of events, things that are going on in our lives here that you can be praying about. and as we look forward to them. First of all, though, let me just tell you a little bit about this weekend. This weekend is May Day. Yesterday was Friday, May 1st. That is a big holiday here. And what Ukrainians do, well, especially here in the south in Odessa, they go on something called Mayovka, which is a sort of like a picnic. And they get out, they do shish kebabs and roast some meat and just enjoy the time. But May 1st is a national holiday. And I worked on May 1st, but kind of knocked off work a bit early because it was a beautiful day. And so I grabbed some video as I walked home, and I will post that video to the show notes for this episode, sukafamily.org/55. So you want to check that out, sukafamily.org/55. And, you know, I'm going to be trying to do some more vlog posts of just kind of daily life here. So if you want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, you'll find a link there in the show notes, and you can subscribe because I think you're going to be seeing a little bit more video coming out here in the next couple of weeks from us. And something that we want to just share with you as we live and minister here to you, the Ukrainian people, and just share some of our life through video. Now, the other thing that we did today, actually, although it was actually really cold today comparatively, and I had a light jacket on, but I was kind of cold. But we had our own Mayovka, our own picnic with our family ministry, those who have over the past year been part of our family ministry, and we had about 50 people out, and we also did some barbecue and played some games and had a little Bible lesson as well. And it was just a great time to relax with some of our church members and those who have attended our family ministry over the past year. And so that was a wonderful time to be able to do that. Tomorrow's Sunday. It is Communion Sunday. I'm going to be preaching and leading communion. Appreciate your prayers for that if you listen to this before that happens. But what I really want to share with you is next week, we have a big trip planned, and we're going to be doing two main things. One, going to be visiting participating in a conference in the city of Beletserkov, which is just about, it's about 40 miles south of Kyiv, and they have a conference there every year for ministry leaders, pastors, and I regularly have somewhere around 300, 400 ministry leaders that attend that conference. We're going to be there with our institute, and we are going to be doing video, and we are going to be interviewing all of the conference speakers. And so I really appreciate your prayers for that. I'm going with a team from our institute and with a couple of members from our church to this conference, and just I really appreciate your prayers for that we'll be able to successfully get the video that we need from that conference, because this is really a unique opportunity for us to take the content of that conference and then share it in a broader way that will impact and influence churches all over Ukraine, plus outside of Ukraine. And so I'm really excited about that. And not to mention the fact that just the opportunity to be able to interact with some 300, 400 church leaders from all over Ukraine. So I appreciate your prayer for that. That will be on the 8th and 9th of May. On the 10th of May, we will be in Kyiv and visiting some churches and ministry leaders there. And then we head out on the 11th of May to the western Ukraine, to the city of Ternopil. And we will be participating in a conference there called Effective Evangelism. And they're bringing in a couple of speakers from England for this conference. And again, I'm taking with me a team, some from our institute, some from our church. And so we really want this to be a time when we can be prepared and we can gain insight and edification and encouragement on how we can effectively evangelize without compromising on the gospel here in Ukraine. I think that's really key, because you know, we don't want to compromise. We don't want to go halfway. We don't want to try and get people in from one reason and then switch and give them the gospel. We want to give them pure gospel from a pure heart that is uncompromisingly from the Word of God, and that's really important. So I will be sharing as we travel. And again, I want to refer to my YouTube channel. There will be a link in the show notes, sukofamily.org/55, because I will be vlogging, so video blogging some of these conferences and things. And I think that you might find it very interesting to just kind of ride along with us and be able to meet some of these ministry leaders and sort of, you know, be with us as we go to these conferences, as we meet these church leaders. I'm really excited about it. But I do appreciate your prayers. Pray for safety. I'm going to be driving. Pray that our van would run well, that we wouldn't have any problems, and just a lot of details to organize next week as I think about it, just to make sure everything is in order for these conferences coming up that we're going to be taking part in. Also want to mention just briefly, continue to pray for our students in our online course. I think I mentioned this in a blog post, but we had, this is our first online course for students, had 27 students sign up from 6 different countries, Ukraine, Russia, Israel, Germany, United States. Did I miss a country there? Ukraine? Anyway, they're from 6 different countries. I said the United States, yeah. And I'm just really excited about that. But please pray for us, because it is a lot of work that we're going through to put these courses online, to manage these students, to manage these courses. Pray for our teachers. Pray for Misha, who's helping us just putting all these courses into the online format. Pray for Roman, who is going to be facilitating the courses, Principles of Bible Study, and pray for our students. We know that probably not all of them will make it all the way through this course, because it is a demanding course, but we're hoping that a good percentage of them will. And we're continuing to develop this curriculum online. And again, I just want to say, if you're interested in helping us, our next course that we're going to be putting out there is Old Testament Survey, and we do need some help in funding that. Send me a note, calebsuko@gmail.com. I'll get you all the information, and we really do appreciate your help, because once these courses are up and in the online format, then we can use them over and over again. But we have to go through that work to get them up. And believe me, it really is a lot of work, but it's worth it, because it allows so many people to be able to study online. I know the country I forgot. It's South Korea. That was unexpected to me. We have a student from South Korea, a Korean student who does not speak Korean, because she was born in Korea, or born in Russia. She only speaks Russian, although she is by nationality Korean. So anyway, really exciting stuff, and I'm so glad to share them with you. Please pray with us, and let me know if you can pray. Always appreciate your notes, and try to respond to as many emails as possible. If you send me a note and I haven't responded, just send me another email and I'll get back to you right away. All right, friends, that's it for now. I got to get off here, because I got to make sure I'm ready for preaching and doing communion tomorrow in our church. And hey, just really appreciate your love, your support, and keep us in your prayers. We are here serving Jesus because of your prayers and your financial support. And what a privilege that is for us. All right, friends, blessings to you.